This education feature is brought to you by UCT Graduate School of Business, the business school that has been setting the pace of business in education in South Africa for over five decades. And this morning, we turn our attention to a specific thing, and we've spoken about this a little while ago, and we're going to be following up on that also at the moment. Research shows that up to 3.7 million. And I was fumbling around with this particular number at the beginning of the 11 o'clock hour. And I'll tell you why, because I didn't realize that the need was actually so great, that 3.7 million schoolgirls in South Africa cannot afford sanitary pads. And yet to talk to us today is from the owner of Gracious Nubian Social Enterprises, Yudia Nanyani Bawa. So I hope I got that right. And if I didn't, my apologies, Yudia. So a very good morning to you and welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Zain. Yes, you got it right.
Thank you so much. I'm very, very stickler about people's names. A social enterprise based in Bloemfontein that designs and develops and manufactures an innovative washable sanitary pad that can be reused for up to 2 to 3 years. Now, I received an email or a WhatsApp a note earlier on that we should look at making more sustainable sanitary pads. And this is where you are in the market.
Exactly. That's exactly what we do. And this is all what our branding stands for.
Mm. Tell us about your organization and how did you come to start this organization?
Okay, so as you said, we design, develop, and manufacture an innovative reusable sanitary pad that is biodegradable. But also recently, we've diversified with reusable scrubs and reusable medical suits because we're in the hygiene material industry. And the reason why I started this was I noticed that there was a big need for sanitary pads around about 2012 already. And since then, I did the sanitary pad drives and also asking for donations from corporates, you know, similar to what we currently see during the months of Youth Days and Women's Month, such as today. But it wasn't sustainable. So I decided that we're going to go and do something that would be sustainable. And that would be the reusable sanitary pad. And it had to be a perfect fit for women. You know, one that we would be proud of to wear at the same time. And and also that it should be environmentally friendly. Because the other thing that we're also struggling with is large plastic landfill problems.
Mm.
So this is exactly what our brand is all about.
Mm. So you basically sat down and you researched this and looked at this and said, but this is the market and there we need to be. What were the challenges that you faced with getting your social enterprise off the ground?
Yes. So it was definitely funding. You know, when you start with an innovation in mind, it is almost like just a dream to the critics. So you can't go with just an innovation idea to the banks or funding sectors and ask for funding. So for a long time, I had to fund the project myself. At one stage, I had to do like a daytime job and also the business at nighttime. So this is the most difficult challenge. And one of the reasons also why the research and development took such a long time to get finalized, I really wanted to make sure that the research and development was a perfect fit for the client. And it was only until the third prototype or so, with proper community research and feedback, that I could get funding. Yes. So that was the challenge. Big one.
Yeah, funding is always a challenge because you always feel like you're going to beg for the church.
Exactly.
We're chatting this morning to Yudia Nanyani Bawa, and we're chatting about 3.7 million schoolgirls in South Africa that cannot actually afford sanitary pads, and what they've designed is a reusable, up to 2 years reusable sanitary pad. And Yudia is one of the speakers at the UCT GSB's annual Women in Business Conference with the owner of Gracious Nubian Social Enterprises, Yudia Nanyani Bawa. A very good afternoon to you and welcome back again to the show. Yudia, what do you hope to achieve for your enterprise going forward? Where do you see yourself within the next 3 to 5 years with your project?
So my hope is that we would inspire a healthy world through menstrual solutions, and also to be the most preferred menstrual solutions company in Africa and abroad, specifically with developing countries where there's such a big need.
And you might want to sort of put your hat out there again and say, you know, please, this is where people can support us, and this is where you can find us, and this is the support that we actually need from you.
Yes, please. So people can reach us on www.graciousnubian.co.za, and then also on my cell phone number 082-6699-677. There's a big need, especially in the farm areas. You know, this, we were actually supposed to amend the number of the need of sanitary pads, because now it has, like, I think, tripled during the lockdown season, because children, they really have, they at the stage where they have to choose between a bread and sanitary pads, and obviously it's just such a difficult decision to make. So please give us a shout out. We need your help. The girls need your help. We need to support these young girls so that they in turn can make a future out of their lives by being the great woman that they're supposed to be.
I think so too. Yes. The owner of Gracious Nubian Social Enterprises, Yodia Nanyani Bawa, and she was chatting to us about the 3.7 million schoolgirls in South Africa that cannot afford sanitary pads, and they've come up with a sanitary pad that can be reused for up to 2 years. Yodia, of course, is one of the speakers at the UCTGSB's annual Women in Business Conference, and it takes place this coming Friday the 21st, and you can book via the UCTGSB's social media platforms. UCT Graduate School of Business is committed to building the future of business leaders. Their postgraduate degrees offer candidates the tools they need to advance in the world of tomorrow. And through targeted learning interventions, their executive education short courses and customized programs give the organizations a practical perspective to address the challenge they are facing. SMS Build UCTGSB to 43884 to start building your future through transformative learning, because a new world needs new ideas.